Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand. Have a plan. Have peace and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of mega doses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Mm-hmm.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist. Hope you had a great day. Here on Herb Talk, it's all about empowerment, and we got a great show. Magical engineer Frank's ready, and I'm ready, and we got a great show. First part of the show, and thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network. We're going to be talking about sleep and low energy problems. Oh, my word. I know that's been a topic lately, but we got some more information for you on that, so we're going to expand on that topic. But before we get to that in our quack report, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm hitting the knees. I'm seeking Lord's space and a mind and a time because it grows short. And John 6 says, and that the Father gives me, he shall come to me, and him that comes to me, I will in no wise cast out. So you're being drawn to the Holy God by the Holy Spirit, and you embrace that, and God will not reject you. You want to embrace the Lord Jesus and the Heavenly Father, because you can only get to the Father through the Lord Jesus Christ. So get out that Bible, read, seek his face, mind the time, it grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Hey. Oh, well, thank you, Frank. Okay, first up in the quacker, apparently there's some falsified data problems at Harvard Teaching Hospital. Some data fabrication issues unfolding at Harvard University's Teaching Hospital. They are set to retract or correct dozens of research papers found to contain falsified data. At least four of Harvard's top researchers are involved in this scandal. According to the report, six papers have already been selected for retraction. Following some discoveries, another 31 are slated to be looked at for correction. Let's see, so the Cancer Institute in Boston seemed to have found these problems, and Dr. Barrett Rollins, the hospital's research integrity officer, says these are concerning, serious violations. So the four individuals named as alleged data manipulators, if you will, at Harvard, were the president and CEO, Lori Glitchmer, executive vice president and CEO, William Hahn, senior vice president in experimental medicine is Irene Gabriel, and Harvard Medicine School professor Kenneth Anderson. So, ooh, and you shed the light on. Yep, it reveals truth. All right, what'd you say, Frank? Oh, they're trying to clean up history where the future won't know how they lied to everyone about all their studies. Yeah, I know. It's a lot of deception. What the Bible says in these last days you're going to have a lot of deception. That's exactly what we have. All right, last but not least in the Quack Report, top 10 job roles that your artificial intelligence, they say, is slated to replace. According to the Business Insider, they said tech jobs like coders, computer programmers, they're going to be replaced, as well as media jobs like advertising and technical writing. They said legal industry jobs, paralegals, legal assistants, market research analysts, as well as teachers, finance jobs, traders, I guess that's the stock market, graphic designers, accountants, and customer service jobs. Mm-mm. They said multinational corporations like Google, Amazon, and IBM, and some others are making plans now to replace human labor jobs with artificial intelligence. Well, I mean, if I were in those jobs, Frank, I'd be sitting out my resume and doing something about it. Maybe even going into business for myself, so something I enjoy and know that there's a need for it. There you go, he says. Oh, thank you, Frank. And that wraps the Quack Report. Well, thank you, Frank. Okay, so we're going to jump right on in here. Oh, but before I do, somebody out there listening to the show sent me this beautiful poem. I want to read it to you. It's called Noblest Blessing. It says, when at times we face disasters that are more than we can bear, there is strength of heart and comfort to be found in simple prayer. Just a moment of communion in the arms of God's embrace is a treasure of salvation from the heartaches that we face. He will calm our racing passions that are born of growing fear and restore the strength that wavers in the throes of grief and tears. But his dearest, noblest blessing for each prayer that we intone is the way he lifts each burden that we cannot bear alone. It was written by Michael DeBuno. Anyway, thought that was a lovely prayer, and I hope it gave you inspiration out there and comfort. All right, so we're going to talk about sleep and low energy problems. So, because I'm seeing more reports on this, not just here in the U.S., it's a global pandemic of lack of sleep and low energy that people are complaining about. So over the last decade, these statistics on sleep and energy issues have continued to climb, and the medical establishment can only offer some temporary relief in that area, and in the end can create what we call a rebound effect, where you have symptoms worse than when you started taking the medication. So people are concerned about their future, and it is understandable, and that could be keeping people awake at night. Inadequate sleep, though, can create energy and health issues that we all need to be concerned about. So let's look at some symptoms. We're going to do a symptom check, because the lack of sleep can create a lot of symptoms that we can identify with. Things like frequent yawning and daytime sleepiness, heavy eyes, fatigue, slower reflexes, headaches, lack of concentration or being foggy-headed, memory problems, having no motivation, depression, irritability, anxiousness, maybe even paranoia and suicidal thoughts. So there is this domino effect when the sleep bank is not getting enough sleep deposits, and if the sleep is not made up, the body begins to show a downward spiral. According to the Cleveland Clinic, this is what we're in for with our organ stress regarding long-term sleep deprivation. They list heart and circulation, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol issues, metabolic system failure like diabetes and adrenal collapse, immune system weakness, lower antibody count, nervous system, you're more sensitive to pain and you startle easily, brain changes, neurological changes to the brain, hard to learn new things and remember old things, similar to dementia, and long-term sleep deprivation can cause brain damage. Mental health issues, a lack of sleep can make it harder to adequately process emotions and think rationally. And lastly, more symptoms will develop the longer the sleep deprivation continues. So, and then there's high-risk patients. If you already have underlying health conditions, that can compound, sleep deprivation can compound those conditions if you have a consistent lack of sleep, a lot of interrupted sleep. So some of the high-risk groups are people with type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular hypertension, obesity, respiratory disease, sleep apnea, which really is a thyroid imbalance, vascular disease, smoke or stroke, a heart attack, depression, anxiety and panic attack, and psychotic conditions. So what happens with the long-term sleep deprivation? Well, consistent lack of sleep can mimic other conditions. So chronic or severe lack of sleep can look like alcohol intoxication. Symptoms would be hand tremors, drooping eyelids, hallucinations, lack of reality, difficulty speaking, impaired judgment, impulsive behaviors, and even death. So how does lack of sleep get so bad that we appear punch drunk? Well, when people are upset and concerned or even traumatized, they can actually turn to multiple kinds of crutches to help them cope, like alcohol and drugs. And these can be neurological stimulants that may be keeping them awake. So all of this is usual, but what doctors are seeing also in patients who suffer from lack of sleep are patients that seem to be doing the right things to promote sleep, but are not getting the sleep they need, which is kind of a head scratcher. So if you got elusive sleep and you're not getting healthy sleep and it's eluding you, patients are reporting that they have healthy routines, but they're not getting sleep. Here's an example. They aren't using any alcohol or any drugs, no late night eating to keep them up. All their electronics are outside the bedroom. They read a little before bed, so they're not doing any blue light like computers, phones, or TV. They eat healthy and they exercise regularly, and their room temperature is not too hot or not too cold. Perfect, you know, temperature. And they go to sleep around 11 p.m. every night, and they sleep, they say, for 8 hours. Yet these patients wake up exhausted, not feeling refreshed. So their fatigue lasts at least 6 months. And 1 in 5 adults worldwide are experiencing this, and they have no underlying health conditions. So majority of the Americans and the British are complaining of having to take naps several times weekly or risk feeling tired all day. So why would the brain not be sleeping when you're doing it all correctly? Well, we're going to get into some of those options in a little bit. Here is a quote from Dr. Rosalind Adam in Aberdeen, Scotland, who says, tiredness is a very, very common complaint among patients. So this is a pandemic because you know what? The National Health Science has created an acronym called TAT, T-A-T-T, which means tired all the time. And fatigue and feeling tired are different, but they can be intertwined. Here is a quote from Vicki Whitmore. She's the director of the National Institute of Health in Bethesda, Maryland, who says fatigue can also encompass a cognitive and emotional aspect, which explains why, when we're tired, we might experience brain fog, find it hard to get things done, or be short-tempered with those around us. I mean, I think we've all been there, Frank, where you're really tired and you're cranky and just a little thing can set you off, you know, bite somebody's head off. So medical science admits they do not understand the neurobiology of fatigue and have very few answers to solve it. Without 7 to 9 hours of sleep, regular sleep, guess what? Your body struggles to repair damage, boost your immune system, regulate emotions, and remember old and new information. So, I mean, yeah, okay, let's say you didn't get any sleep, and you go into work, and your boss gives you a new task you've got to learn. So much harder. Oh, so much harder. A lot of stress there. Then you've got a condition they call fatal insomnia. They're not kidding either. So with consistent and chronic lack of sleep, the body can eventually die. So the brain shuts down, and then the cardio and respiratory systems also fail. According to the National Library of Medicine Center for Biotechnology, a 2006 report, they say sleeping 5 hours or less increases mortality risk from all causes by roughly 15%. So fatal insomnia is considered rare. The inability to sleep that lasts for months will eventually end in death. And this condition has a negative effect on your brain cells. And I believe, you know, Michael Jackson's case comes to mind. Remember, he had to be anesthetized. But I think the neurologist that testified at his trial when he died, I think it was the doctor that his doctor was on trial, he said that the anesthesia would work for a number of weeks or months, but eventually death would ensue. So Michael Jackson was a walking dead man, regardless of what happened with the anesthesia. So if you're not getting sleep, you got what they call a sleep debt. So just like having debt on a credit card, the body holds us accountable for lack of sleep that must be made up sooner or later. So the higher the sleep debt, the more likely of underlying health conditions popping up and maybe even relationships spill over, you know. So recovery can be slow once you get the sleep you need. So with some conditions like insomnia and sleep apnea, the sleep disturbance can be from a thyroid imbalance. Naturopaths can run all 9 thyroid panels to get the total picture of the thyroid function or lack thereof. Endocrinologists, on the other hand, often only run one panel and then prescribe hormone drugs. So when we go sleep deprived, we go into our day with less self-control, and this can manifest abuse. Here is a quote from Christopher Barnes, professor of organizational behavior and management, University of Washington at Seattle. He says, "We know from the literature on sleep and marital satisfaction that when one person in the marriage is sleep deprived, there's more conflict in that couple." End of quote. Oh yeah, you betcha. And here's a quote from Ranjana Mehta, professor of industrial and systems engineering, University of Wisconsin in Madison, says, "Tiredness is linked to human error and fatigue and is the cause of 20% of the road accidents in the UK. Wow, that was a study on occupational fatigue. Yeah. Well, let's look at the brain on sleep. It's real important to see what physiological things are happening. Getting adequate sleep begins a process that cleanses your brain. Your brain goes through a detox when you sleep. According to Vicki Whitmore, director of National Institute of Health in Bethesda, Maryland, when we sleep, the brain powers down, and in doing so, the neurons rest. This creates space for the cerebrospinal fluid that surrounds the brain to come into the brain and flush out debris. Sleep is a time for the brain to purge toxins and waste, so which, you know, science calls the glymphatic system. So sleep deprivation will hinder or even block this process. And when you reach your dream state, your, you know, REM sleep, this process strengthens your neural connections where you process a lot of emotions of the day. So, you know, think of a dreaming and sleep state as, you know, a cleansing process for your brain. Here is a quote from Geir Buckbund. He's the founder of the Norwegian nonprofit Council for Nutritional and Environmental Medicine, who says, "Lacking certain nutrients like vitamin B12, folate, and D, vitamin D, or minerals like iron and magnesium can contribute to sleep problems and contributing to fatigue," end of quote. Yeah, also restless leg syndrome is usually a mineral issue. So what can we do to help our body and support sleep? Well, there are natural supplements that can be helpful in sleep. A lifestyle cleanup may be necessary to also foster a good quality sleep. So try to figure out what may be upsetting that could be encouraging drug and alcohol use. Your naturopaths can do blood analysis to help with the nutrition issues, and then often they prescribe supplements. And I have often used things like valerian root to help calm a tense nervous system, or lobelia herb, called our relaxation formula, to help remove tension from the muscular system. So this is a very gentle application. It does not offer any sedation effect, but it helps take tension away from those two systems, so it's helpful. Now, if the thyroid's involved with, you know, the sleep disturbance, I tend to like to use black walnut because it has natural iodine, and iodine will feed the thyroid gland and help it balance. If it's sleep apnea, now this has presented some interesting research, which is pointing to the thyroid not able to make some hormones the brain will use for the sleep process. They're neurotransmitters. So rebalancing your thyroid can usually help the sleep apnea, so I like to use a combination of black walnut, mullein, and Siberian ginseng. And I also find it very helpful to read the Bible before bed for better sleep. I just find I sleep better. So if you're interested, call Apothecary Herbs. They have a free catalog featuring a lot of the herbs we just discussed here. Their number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. International, it's 828-469-5972. 828-469-5972. If you want to look at them online, it's thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. And also, if you're serious about natural information on health and empowering information that way, I would encourage you to sign up for their newsletters on their website. So you just click on Books and Newsletters, and you can sign up there for free. The American Survival goes out on Tuesday, and your Health Quest goes out on Friday, both full of great natural remedies and things that you may find useful. Also in the newsletter, the American Survival issue this week had some very interesting links that you may want to click on. One was a documentary by David Webb, and very informative. So if you like the newsletters, you can opt in, opt out anytime you want. And there's no subscription, and it will empower you. ThePowerHerbs.com, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. Well, I can see by the clock we're going to take a little break, and we'll be right back with more.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Kidney Stone Formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadowsweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Well, thank you, Frank. Appreciate it. All right. Well, we're going to talk about the state of the United States. I call it the land of the medicated, pretty much, because we take too many prescription drugs here. People are, I believe, over medicated, and it creates issues. But you know, it's the system that we have set up, and that if you're, you know, sensitive to this, then you may be trying to educate yourself on another way to handle the problem rather than the doctor's prescription pad. So there was this article in the Consumer Reports, and it was describing Americans as having a love affair with prescription drugs. So 66 of the adult American population will start their day with a cup of coffee and a couple of medications. And this is a society that is relying on drugs to function in life. So the average number of prescription pills is 4. So they have 4 different prescription meds. And this causes 10 million chemical changes in the human body alone. So one drug causes 100 chemical changes. And the more you take, the more chemical changes happen. So 100 times 100 and so on and so on. So medical doctors and pharmacists really don't know what all those chemical changes will be. And this is another reason for a lot of malpractice and liability insurance necessary for them to practice what they do. So what can a person do, especially with, you know, medication shortages coming up, and get more severe as the years go by. Well, let's see what, how we compare to other countries. So the United States really is the leading nation in the amount of drugs that are prescribed and consumed. So more than 26% of the UK adults take prescription medications. That was a statistic from the Public Health of England in 2020. About 35% of Australians take prescription medicines every day, according to their Health Direct agency. And Canada, about 65% of people between 40 and 79 take one or more prescription drugs. That's according to the CDC. So, but we take more than that as Americans than those three countries. So globally, the human race is becoming metabolically addicted to prescription medicine chemicals. The human body gets addicted to the chemical substances in these meds after the first 6 months. And a lot of it's, you know, metabolic stuff, so your body should function right. But eventually that drug doesn't work. It may take a decade or 15 years, but eventually it won't work. So 35 million people around the world have drug use disorders, according to the United Nations. Pain medications are the most commonly abused prescription drugs. This was from the Mississippi State Department of Health. And only 1 in 7 people receive treatment for drug use disorders around the world, according to the United Nations. So the global number of opioid users is estimated to be about 53 million, and the U.S. consumes 30% of the opioid drug supply. Well, so not all your medications that are hard to come off of are your pain or your opioid-type medicines. Metabolically, this can be a challenge. You know, to stop things like antidepressants, cardiovascular, diabetic meds, without any of these withdrawal side effects and other symptoms. So, you know, once the body's addicted to the chemical, it doesn't mean it's just the pain or opioid. Well, and the numbers kind of tell the tale. So in the United States, the FDA has approved for the market of to have about 20,000 prescribed medicines for more than half of the U.S. population, which is in the millions, of course. So the highest prescribed drug spending in our nation, the United States, we spend it on your diabetic meds, about $67 billion worth, cancer meds, autoimmune drugs, respiratory diseases, medication, pain relievers, and mental health meds. So the older that we get, the more prescriptions are written for people that are older. So about 85% of Americans over 60 are on prescription meds. Now, I've been to the doctor for trauma issues. You know, trauma, yeah, medicine, you need medicine, modern medicine sometimes for trauma issues. So I had a hematoma, I had an injury at work, and I had a hematoma, and I had to go and have them drain it and fix me up so we didn't have a problem. But, you know, they roll me in there. Let's see, that was when I was 60 years of age. And, they kind of look at you like you're an alien with antennas sticking out of your head when you tell them you're not on any prescription drugs at that age. You're not on any heart medicines. You're not on any diabetic cholesterol drugs. You're not on any incontinence prescriptions. You know, they just go down the list, and I'm like, no, not. And then they take my blood pressure, Frank. 100 over 60, right? And just totally blows them away, right? But so let's look at these. So more Americans, 85% of Americans over 60 are on drugs compared to 47% of adults 20 to 59 years of age are on drugs. 27% of adolescents between 12 and 19 are on drugs. And 18% of children under 12 are on some sort of medication. So the cost of our medications rose about 5% in 2021, with the U.S. paying the highest prices compared to other countries. And the last states on the total spending in our United States was, the statistic was $511 billion in 2020. That's not much we're spending on prescription meds. 80% of that was spent on brand names, not the generic. So your doctors are pushing the brand names when they prescribe to the patients. Of course, you've probably heard they get a kickback, which a lot of times they are. So most of the money comes out of the pockets of those 65 years and older. And according to your Health Policy Institute, those drugs cost about 1.5 times higher if the patient is 80 or more years old. Oh, unbelievable. That's why 30% of the elderly are on medications. They skip taking their pills to stretch them out because they're too expensive. And we haven't even touched on the medication errors that spend send 1.3 million to the emergency room. Here's a report from Consumer Reports. They said, it turns out Americans take more pills today than at any other time in recent history and far more than people in any other country. So, any other product that would be putting people at risk of death, sending them to the emergency room, would be recalled in a skinny minute, right? So, however, it's tolerated. The FDA tolerates this. And let's just do a black box warning on the medicine, letting patients know there's an increased risk of blah, blah, blah when you take this medicine. Unbelievable. What'd you say, Frank? Frank says, isn't death from medicine the leading cause of death? Unofficially. They don't want you to really know that so much. It's not really reported that much. But, yeah, people are dying. Over 100,000 people die each year taking their prescription drugs as directed. Can you imagine an herb doing that or some sort of vitamin supplement? They wouldn't stand a chance. They would be destroyed in 7 days by the health authorities. Don't you think? So, it is tolerated, and it's tolerated not just in the United States, it's tolerated globally. So within, from 1997 to 2016, the number of patients put on lifelong drug therapy actually doubled within that time frame. Doubled. Unbelievable. So you've got people taking double or even triple the medications that they did unbelievably, 20 years ago. So, yes, drug therapy is expensive and dangerous. So since the United States leads the pack in prescription drug use, we have a nation that has an expensive and even harmful drug habit, if you want to look at it that way. Patients are taking too many drugs. They're taking drugs that they don't really need, and they're taking drugs prematurely. So here is a quote from Nicole Lamber. She says, she's in Williamsburg, VA. She says, I became completely non-functional with pain, rashes, diarrhea, anxiety from the adverse effects of several drugs, and some of which were to treat the side effects of other drugs. Okay, so we have to understand something. Quiz time. What is a side effect? Oh, it's such a common word. It's tossed about. You're so used to hearing it. You don't think much about it. But a side effect is really technically considered in medicine a disease. And it has to be a disease for doctors to be able to legally write you a prescription to treat your side effect. So a drug can give you what they call a secondary disease. Here is a quote from Jeff Goering. He's in Waukesha, Wisconsin. He says, I suffered a debilitating stroke shortly after I was taking testosterone, which my doctor prescribed for fatigue, even though the Food and Drug Administration hadn't approved it for that use. Yeah. Well, it's that aftermarket use thing in medicine. What'd you say, Frank? He says, yes, but trust your doctor, believe the science, blah, blah, blah. Well, I think we should trust God and his herbs, because he actually promised his medicinal plants will give you wellness. Well, make you well. I'll go with that. That's what I'm going to do. Here's another quote. This is Diane McKenzie in Illinois. She said, I had regular bouts of diarrhea and vomiting, side effects, and I was told they were attributed to the drug metformin, which my doctor prescribed for pre-diabetes. And afterward, I found that losing weight controlled my blood sugar levels without having to take the drug. Yeah. So it's a mindset. There is this conditioning that every symptom is a disease that really needs to be treated with a pharmaceutical drug. It's conditioning of the population. So people didn't just wake up one day and thought this out. That it was a notion that was planted by your modern medicine and your drug companies. So here's a quote from Vinay Prasad, a medical doctor, professor of medicine, Oregon Health Science University, who says, people were spoon-fed the notion by the culture that we're steeped in, and it is a culture that has been encouraged by intense marketing by the drug companies. Yeah, there's a lot of push there. It's a money thing. Follow the money. Let's see. This is Dr. Michael Hockman, doctor with Keck School of Medicine, University of Southern California. He says, the risk of adverse events increases exponentially after someone is on 4 or more medications. Mm-hmm. And the average person is on 4. Yeah. Okay, so let's see. There's more money in pre-disease treatments, though. I don't know if you figured this out. The medical establishment is marching to the drug company's beat by applying drug therapy before a disease manifests. So examples are diabetic medicine before you have full-blown diabetes, heart medicines before you have heart disease, or osteoporosis meds before you have bone loss, as well as other conditions a patient's relatives may have had. What'd you say, Frank? He says, not spoon-fed. The people have been defrauded into damaging themselves just for the profit of the... Yeah, I know. I understand. Yes. I understand where you're coming from. But a lot of people aren't there yet, mentally. They're not there yet. Baby steps. So, here's a quote from Consumer Reports. They said, a dangerous trend that's putting more people on drugs, diagnosing them in the pre-disease stage of a condition, is happening. So they don't even have the disease yet. That is so illegal to put somebody on a medication they don't have a disease for. This is science way of disease prevention, but the drugs really don't prevent disease. They only attempt to lessen symptoms. All right, here is what Alan Francis, MD professor at Umerix Duke University, says. Lowering the bar for what's considered normal can also get people on drugs before they need to be. The medical profession has just expanded the definition of disease. Treating people with drugs like this often harms more people than it helps. Well, he is completely right, and he is alluding to the example of blood pressure and cholesterol. Okay, so normal cholesterol before your cholesterol drugs came out in the 70s was 300. Then they lowered it to 200 so they could put more people on it. So that's what he means by lowering the normal bar. There's another trend. Smart physicians are really looking out for their patients, and what they're using is a new technique called deprescribing, and they're taking them off the unnecessary meds. So this is Rannett, Missouri. He's an MD professor of family medicine, Georgetown University School of Medicine in Washington, D.C. He says, in med school, we were taught how to prescribe and not how to take people off drugs.
Well, duh.
So, however, this is a medical system, and we're using this medical system, and also you have medical insurance in the mix, and supposedly making things less expensive for patients to accept their drug therapies, and just a little bit of pay out of pocket, and skip the alternative stuff is the message. But if more people understood what the drugs are really doing to their body metabolically, they would reconsider their options. Therefore, an educated consumer is really not the drug company's best customer. So this applies to your vaccines as well. Now, I encourage you, there's a book out that's very easy to read, won't be over your head. It's written by a chemist. He used to work for the drug company. Sean Ellison is his name. He wrote this book, Over-the-Counter Natural Cures. You may remember, Frank, we interviewed him here on the show. And a very nice man. He got out of the drug company business, and he's helping people with natural means to be well. And it's astonishing what he says in his book about a lot of drugs, including your cardio meds. He'll tell you exactly on a cell level what's going on when you take those drugs. And you talk about scaring you. But you need to know these things. You need to know these things. This is why, and I agreed with him on the show, he says that's why people that are on a lot of these cardio drugs within 10 or 15 years have congestive heart failure, because it weakens the system so much that you got a real big problem on your hands, you know, instead of just, you know, cholesterol problems and blood pressure issues. What'd you say, Frank? I'm tired of doctors telling me what they were taught in school. Everyone who has been alive for a few years knows that they have learned far more out of school than in school. That's a good point, Frank. It really is. Okay, so this is what I see. Will we see maybe the U.S. go from the most medicated nation in history to a people that proactively seeks a solution to their health problem, a natural one, that can prevent serious health conditions down the road? I think we're getting there little by little. And I think 40% of the nation is on the road already, and this concerns your drug companies. They found this out big time, under the microscope, big, you know, in-your-face light beam. They were the deer in the headlights when 40% of the nation wouldn't get the shot and went to natural therapies instead for the COVID virus. Yep. So this really concerned them. So more people in record numbers sought out your natural options during COVID. More people are saying no to vaccines. People are really skeptical of just a regular flu shot now, Frank, which I'm glad to hear they're using their thinking cap here. So more people are saying no to vaccines than ever before, and more physicians are speaking out about the medical abuse of patients. So, COVID may have done some good, if you think about it, in some ways. So I think, you know, the Lord is working on several levels there. So more people, you know, are starting to use technology, they're starting to research their health issues, and they're getting more educated. They can have a, you know, smart conversation with their doctors. And this apparently can drive some doctors a little crazy, as they really don't want patients asking them a lot of questions and even questioning their therapy recommendations to them. A lot of doctors say, you know, be careful what you read on the internet, you know, stay off of WebMD and blah, blah, blah. Well, it's sort of like the Roman Catholic Church not wanting the Latin Bible to be translated so people knew what was in it, because then they can control the people. So doctors, they won't bat an eye to prescribe an antibiotic that will turn your teeth irreversibly gray. And I know someone who looked at the drug side effects on their phone when they got the prescription at the doctor's office and said, no, I don't want to take that drug. You have to give me something else. So you want to keep researching, keep asking questions. Knowledge is power. And you know, the millennials, Frank, are big on that. They're so big on that. They're not as trusting as their grandparents with regard to the healthcare industry. No, no, no. They're not as trusting of a lot of infrastructures, you know, government and legal system and everything else. They're just, you know, leery of it all. I see that in the millennials. I don't know if you've seen that, Frank, but I do. So keep up the good work out there. You know, protect yourself. Don't assume others are doing the right thing by giving you some drug therapy. They've been taught to do that, but maybe they don't know why they're doing that, really. What'd you say, Frank? How many of these drugs you cannot just quit them and you won't die? It's part of the cycle. He says, don't trust anyone. Well, I mean, again, the Bible gave us a heads up. We're in the time of deception, right? And you know, the attitude from the drug companies, they don't seem to hide it, is, well, you know, we got a drug that may be somewhat harmful, but it's going to take probably X amount of years for that to kind of be evident. And in the meantime, we'll have made X amount of billion dollars, certainly enough money to cover any lawsuits and wrongful death suits, blah, blah, blah. So that's their attitude. We'll do it anyway because we'll come out still ahead, even though they kill people. That's their attitude. Money's the root of all evil. So if you're interested in empowering yourself with some of the precious herbs God has made and said in his word, herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations, and God can't lie. Now you can check this out in your scriptures. It starts in Genesis chapter 1, 29 and 30. And then you can kind of flip on over to Psalms 104 verse 14. I believe that's what it is. And then I think it's Hebrews chapter 6, verse 7, and then Revelations. We'll round it off at the climax, Revelations chapter 22, verse 2. Right? Even in the millennial kingdom, God's kingdom, there's herbs. Yeah, he says they're medicinal herbs to heal the nations. So I'm going with that. See, the Creator knows more than anybody else. And so call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have a free catalog. You'll see what you can use in there. Investigate. Check it out. Their number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Outside the U.S., 828-469-5972. 828-469-5972. The website, thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. And do sign up for the newsletters. Stay in touch. Be empowered. Be informed. Share it with your family and friends. Pass on the empowerment. That's what it's about. And especially now, you may want to think about stocking up on stuff. Now, your herbal liquids have a 10-year shelf life. Your powders and teas, 5 years. So you have some backup, if you know what I mean. I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.